Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Ann Ordley, an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm joined by my friend Heather. Heather, are you out there?
Yes, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana, where it is about 10 degrees tonight.
We are 41 degrees here in New York City. Ooh, I was out today and I'm going, I am like cold, I'm cold, it's cold. suddenly it's fall. Going towards winter. How cold is it by you? Oh, you're in Montana.
About 10 degrees tonight. It's been lower.
Yep.
We got an early frozen snap. And normally it doesn't get this cold for another month, but this year it went cold early. Yes.
Yeah. Were the furry caterpillars having thick stripes? That's the tell here in New York.
We could tell that these snow berries, as we call them, they're little white berries that when the rest of the plant goes down, it's what they don't get edible until the middle of the winter, and then only birds can eat them. But they were really thick this year, and I went like, uh-oh. If the snow berries are thick, that means it's going to be an early and heavy winter. And sure enough, that's exactly what's been happening.
Yep, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, we had 7 feet of snow in Buffalo, so I have friends
up
there and they're like, oh,
that
my
was
God.
Just
I know.
Shocking.
Yeah. One of my best friends from high school lives up there, and she's like, yep, 7 feet outside my window. I'm like, wow, because she's on the snow belt side. You know, there's like, you know, parts of Buffalo get. And my college roommate, when we were, I think it was 77 or 78, she spent a week in the, downtown Buffalo sleeping on a desk in City Hall. Because they couldn't get home. And she said it was like a whiteout. You just put a piece of paper right in front of your face, and that's what it looked
There's
like.
There's nothing like that, the lake effect, when the storms come barreling down from the North Pole, go over those lakes, and then hit Buffalo.
Yeah.
And they collect all that moisture from the lake and slam it in to the cities there. And it is some of the worst snow in the country.
Let it snow, let it snow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally, totally.
And
it
is, we
have all this shifting energy. Go ahead.
I was thinking about the out-of-bound Mars that you were talking about recently.
Yes.
What disasters we've had, you know, watching that out-of-bound Mars. I think that's, you know, natural to Trump. We know that. But I'm thinking of the horrible shooting in Colorado Springs yesterday, the several campus shootings. And most people seem to be doing okay with it, but those that are having Mars troubles anyway, there seems to be a real fracturing of the psyche. And it's really impressive, and I am sorry to see it happen. You know, and the Sagittarius, on a good day, Sagittarius, honest, friendly, open, all that kind of thing. On a bad day, it's a storyteller that believes its own story and can lie to itself. We see Trump, who is a, you know, Gemini moon in Sagittarius, as an example of, you know, do you always tell the truth to yourself there? Sometimes you tell, you lie to yourself so you don't think you're lying to anybody else.
Right. But you do. But you do.
And
he declared, you know, on the eclipse, on the Mars retrograde, on his stuff, you know, on his
Don't you love that? Yes. Good, good.
Yeah, well, I keep watching all the stuff that they're announcing. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. Mars is retrograde. You said there was going to be a red tsunami, too, and that didn't happen. I mean, I'm always like, yeah, Mars goes direct. We'll talk about it, and then let's see what actually happens. So that's the other part.
Very different. And
remembering, you know, we're all kind of revising and revisiting and doing things. So in my land, Mars is in my fourth house, so I've been through cleaning it out, packing up stuff, and I hired someone to come and help me, and she made yeoman's. She's really good. But I, like, have all this stuff in boxes, and I'm like, I still have a full apartment, you know. But now the closets, we've gone through every closet. We pulled all this stuff out. And a lot of stuff went to Goodwill. A lot of stuff went to the boxes. And I still have a full apartment. So I'm kind of, and I know I have
amazing?
A lot of stuff because I haven't really ever thrown anything away in, you know, 47 years. So,
yeah.
But I'm sending all the good china and the, you know, the stuff down to Florida because that's where Christmas is going to be. I had four boxes of Christmas ornaments. You know, it's just, it's good. It's good, but it's kind of like, let's, you know, but I was looking at all the stuff we packed. There's boxes all over the house, about 30 of them actually, Heather. And
my goodness.
And I'm like, wow. And we still have, you know, there's still, you know, a full, and it sent a bunch of sheets and linens. You know, I had a lot of tablecloths and stuff. And I don't really have a table anymore. So if you don't have a table, you can get rid of the tablecloths, right? So, yeah, it's all interesting.
Isn't that weird?
All changing.
Yeah, all that Sagittarian lineup,
it's
kind of letting it go. That Mars retrograde this week is square Neptune, which it was exact on the shooting in Colorado Springs. But it's also saying for all of us, we're kind of letting go. We have the choice of either letting go of things that were no longer appropriate, getting more honest with ourselves, or kind of dropping into an illusion or delusion. And it sounds like you're doing a wonderful
fun.
Job of
like
letting go.
I am. I'm letting go. True. And I see Mark has joined us. Hi, Mark. You're out there, right? You're on.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I'm here. Yes.
Yay.
How are you doing this week?
Good. Looks like a good
week. Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, boy, did I feel the joy of that Sagittarius shift, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't mean it was easy on the psyches of the whole world, but I definitely felt a relief of it.
Yeah.
I've had so many clients who were in the middle of really tough fights with exes or angsting about something that had happened or, like, couldn't let it go. And now we're going, what? You know, what were you talking about? Oh, no, that's fine. We've shifted.
Yeah, well, it turned into Sag, and it's like, okay, we don't have to be so worried about things anymore.
You know? Onward and upward, I think.
Have you finished your move, Mark?
Sagittarius respond.
Yeah. Have you finished your move?
Still
finishing, okay.
Still
the last bits.
Yeah, Sagittarius brings out the optimist in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
totally true.
And, I mean, then Mars and Gemini can keep the nervous system wound up, but the rest of the Sag is like, don't worry about it. You know, or go onward or look upwards or look to the next problem, not to the last problem, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And Anne, you said you're really moving your nexus down to Florida. Is that correct? Like you're still going to be
it's going to be where all the holidays are, right? And I lived out. It was a furnished apartment, you know, in the sense I bought it with furnishings in it, and then the stuff was nice. But it had like the plastic bowls you get at like Publix that had fruit salad in them, right? And I have a lot of really nice serving pieces. You know, I am my mother's daughter. And, so I have serving tools and serving. So I'm kind of moving the kitchen, parts of the kitchen, not all of it, but, and then the Christmas stuff, and then, decorative things that are still here. Moving my violin down, you know, because I kind of missed it last year. And, so stuff like that. It's kind of, I don't know that I'm going to play the violin on the balcony, but, you know, I kind of had this little fantasy as the sun sets, I'd be sitting out there playing taps, you know, on my violin.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was kind of like, okay, you know, the good silver that I serve, you know, because obviously the holidays are down there and I apparently am turning into the Christmas and the Easter server. So that's good. You know, it's kind of fun. So, and some paintings and photographs and, you know, the decorative stuff that feels like home. So
lovely. How
and
wonderful.
And then clothes. I moved some bunch. Last year I only bought a few clothes down, so this year I kind of moved. I brought a winter coat down because I'm going to travel to winter places from Florida, you know. I'm supposed to go to Cincinnati in February.
Oh, wonderful.
So you need a coat. Yeah, you know, so stuff like that. So it was good. It's been and just throwing away stuff. We've done lots and lots of trips to Goodwill with, excess.
What valuable feng shui to lighten up.
With valuable, you know, we're clearing out all this stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that's, one of the things that Mars retrograde is good for is kind of going back and putting the effort, the muscle power, into letting go of the past and clearing that up, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's good. I'm not complaining. And Mark's doing the same thing. He's moving too. So, but he's moving the neighborhoods. I'm moving Florida. Yeah.
I'm not. It's wonderful. I've moved across the country 3 times, billions of times. I'm so happy not to be moving. So, Mark, how is your move going? You know, how are you feeling that on a kind of an existential and symbolic level?
It's just a big change.
I bet.
My neighbor in the old place sent me a photo. They changed the doorway. They put a new door on.
Oh, really?
And I'm glad he sent me the photo because that pretty well explains how I feel. New door, new people.
Wow.
New era there.
Wonderful. So you're settling into the new place? You're staying in the new place?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Cool.
Yeah, so
it's a journey.
It all comes together.
Yeah. Heather's in town, we'll have lunch at your house this next time.
Oh, that's exciting.
We can come see your view. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that, you know, I see, you know, there's such a change of the era from Pluto in Capricorn, and we're just getting closer. We're warming up the Pluto in Aquarius coming up in the years ahead. We're really at a several decades era shift. And I just feel that new era coming in. And I feel that for all of us, letting go of what was security in the past and opening up to new camaraderie and new collections and new connections, you know, which is a gift of it in the long term. I'm seeing a lot of businesses with the people that had focused on very capitalistic success in the past couple decades are, you know, saying that going for money for yourself is bust. You know, thank you, Elon Musk. You know, buy Fox News next. But then there's so many crashing of the old paradigm, but that what we're looking for now is something where everybody succeeds. Like, you know, people that are investing in a company that is owned by the people, you know, owned by the people that are employed, that are Aquarian mode, that's not Capricorn mode, but Aquarian mode is kind of the shifting dynamics. And I found so many people are just, you two are way ahead of the pack, because, you know, astrologers tend to feel aspects right before it happens. We feel it before it happens. But the kind of the last mode of really kind of needing to hunker down and stay safe and stay where we've been and do what we've always done so that we have the room to do our astrological vision or our emotional vision. But now there's a shifting of that paradigm, and we can keep doing our work and change community to fit us better. So I think that's really exciting.
I think it adds an enormous dimension to the world we're in, you know. It gives us a whole different focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this week, as we have Jupiter stationing to go direct, you know, he kind of, at the last degrees of Pisces, he's also whispering in our ear, like, so, what's your vision?
Mm-hmm.
What's your vision?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to go with this? You know,
and Jupiter's so close to Neptune, came back again. It's not conjuncting exactly, but it's close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, whispering at it, saying.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And the new moon on Wednesday has a trine, Saturn sign trine, with the moon, the sun, Mercury, and Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now to sign trine to the Jupiter and the Neptune, and then also to the, if you do the asteroids, to Ceres and to Pallas Athena, or not Pallas Athena and Lilith, rather. So it's two waters and then the fire and air. And they all scooch out into the Pluto as the head of the kite. So Pluto is saying, okay, transform, transform. What are you transforming? So I hear a lot of people talking about wanting to change this, or really feeling it's time to change things, and, you know, kind of recognizing that, you know, how do I change this to that kind of thing. So it's a very big shift for folks, you know. And I guess the other part is to be kind. You know, as the sun goes, he just kissed Jupiter yesterday, and he's going to go into Sag tomorrow, and then he has the new moon. And, you know, they're all answering to that terrific Jupiter stopped in the sky Pisces at the last degree. So it really is making us think about kind of turning points for us, but also, you know, what's important and where are we in that story, and why are we where we are, too? I think that's the other thing that I've seen a lot of people paying attention to. You know, why am I in this space? What does this space mean to me? And I think that's an important question for all of us to be asking.
Yeah, there's a big moment.
And the eclipses are finished, too. That's the other part. They're finally done. So that's all, thank heavens, the eclipses are done.
Hallelujah.
Are done. You know.
And Mark, what were you saying?
Oh, this Jupiter going direct at the end of Pisces, it gives us a collective moment of empathy. And you feel
beautiful.
It, especially when it moves on to Aries, that empathy gets deeper.
And Jupiter is within 6 degrees to Neptune conjunction. So it is an empathic, leaky, feeling, sensitive time. And, you know, on a good day, that means we're all sensitive and psychic, intuitive, and aware of each other. On a bad day, that means that we're radiating off everybody else's. We're soaking up everybody else's tension and crap. So And on a really bad day, it means that the people that are 3 screws loose are really loose during that time.
Yeah.
Because we can get lost in our fantasies. We can either open up intuitively and be aware of this sort of spiritual truth underneath, or we can get lost in our stories. Now, the sun goes into Sagittarius tomorrow. The moon will follow on Thanksgiving. It's a new moon in Thanksgiving, which is really interesting. And we always laugh at Sagittarius, that Thanksgiving is such a Sagittarian holiday. It's both, oh, we're so grateful, look at the abundance, but it's also, and the cheap excuse for every relative to be outrageously honest in a frankly and difficult way with each other. And, you know, the horrible stories of, you know, the conversations that go south on Thanksgiving because people are just a little too Sagittarian, a little too outspoken and frank and, you know, impolite. So, you know, just laugh at it. When you see a relative go south on Thanksgiving, when you see a relative exercising the worst part of the Sagittarian curse, just laugh at it. Just kind of notice it and feel it. Like, yeah, they've always wanted to tell us off. They've always wanted to say, frankly, they think we're, you know, my haircut's terrible, or, you know, frankly, they would have done it differently. Whenever they start with a frankly, you know you're in trouble. But but it can be just such a Sagittarian joke. Kind of have it in the heart that you know, sometimes it's so hard for people to be honest that they save it all up until the first weekend after the sun goes into Sagittarius and they splurt out all their nasty truths. Underneath it, though, is a desire to connect and a desire to be seen and is a desire to be noticed. And watch that play out on Thanksgiving Day.
That where people really feel that need to connect on a deeper level. And I have to
but
say that, you know, all the hard
being.
Aspects are the beginning of the week. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk
all
about that.
All the hard
that.
Aspects are now. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we have a hammer
and,
of Thor.
And
with,
early next
Venus
week,
and,
you know, but.
Yeah, but yeah. not, you know, we've got them now, and then it calms down over the weekend, and then next week it's like, oh, okay, now we're really doing things, yeah. But the energy
and next
of,
week, yeah.
No,
I'm
the energy
recommending
with the hammer of Thor and the fingers of God. There's
oh,
just,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff up there.
What are you
there.
Seeing
yeah.
with that?
And hammers are always, they kind of knock things out. You know, they go, okay, that's done. Let's get rid of that. Okay, that's done. It's almost like a chopping wood kind of energy. Like, whoop, done, break it open. Whoop, done, break it open. You know, what's that new direction look like? You know, so.
It's
all helpful.
Maxwell's silver hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But I do think it's definitely got, you know, the weekend does look fun. So I'm like looking mm-hmm. forward to it. So all good, all change.
And the weekend, one of the things I'm recommending for the weekend is that people get a get a family project going, get a home improvement project, ask all the visiting relatives to help them load the wood or, you know, tear down a wall or do something exciting together, because that Capricorn moon wants a goal, wants a project. Just be careful not to enforce or make anybody, manipulate anybody into doing it, but really take on a project that everybody can be part of and watch that it actually encourages and works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Build a wall together,
right.
You know, put the books in the bookshelf together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Create something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the last aspect that Cap Moon makes is a sextile to Jupiter. So we're going to be united in our project. Yay. You know, it's got a positive,
mm-hmm. exactly.
positive energy with it, you know. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good. All good stuff. And we're done with eclipse season. Just 3 more days. And we don't have to do this again until the spring. So
I
found this particularly busy one. Hmm?
Yeah, it was. But tell us what you saw. Yeah. You're our eclipse guru here.
A lot of people leaving things and losing things and really having, you know, because the planets were all in the south node, so it was very much a releasing. Mm-hmm. You know, I use the analogy of pooping because it's Scorpio, right? And mm-hmm. and I feel like a lot of people evacuated, you know, major sections of their life and said, I guess I'm done with this now, huh? And I think that, you know, or they had, because it's Scorpio's also psychological aha moments, a lot of
mm-hmm.
people had those
mm-hmm.
too. Like, I'm really,
mm-hmm.
I'm really aware of it, you know. I see that. And I always mm-hmm. joke that eclipse season is tax season for, you know, it's like tax season is for accountants, eclipse season is for astrologers.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah.
Yes.
Mark, what did you notice on the eclipses? Because they're pretty big in your chart. I mean, the door in your apartment changed, right?
Yeah. Well, that,
does that mean you're no longer going back there?
Sorry? Oh.
Does that mean you're no longer going back there?
Correct. Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's why I say it's a new era.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
change the door. Not just change the lock, change the whole door.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
yeah.
a big deal. Mm-hmm. Are they going to renovate the apartment?
Yeah, we'll do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want this
cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say something about Mars retrograde and out of bounds. You know, just that Mars can act really strangely right now. We see that in all the weird violence. But did you read up about the guy who saved everybody in the shooting in Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
He was, you know, he'd
no,
been
I didn't
in
know
the
military. Somebody that hit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there was. He'd served 3 tours of in the army in Iraq. He had gone
mm-hmm.
There to watch a drag show with his wife and children and daughter and
wow.
friends, who adult a daughter and
mm-hmm.
friends, and they were having a great time, and somebody came in, you know, a 300-pound guy with an assault rifle, 2 pistols in body armor came in. But he triggered into PTSD when he heard the sound. He, you know, ducked, rolled the family under the table, and ran for the guy, grabbed him by his body armor, and grabbed his assault rifle and beat his head in, and then called for help, and the drag queens came over and danced on him with their heels. But it was that, which I just love that image, but the image that, you know, he said, I was done with war. You know, I had PTSD.
Yeah.
I was done with war. And I'm here I am in my hometown of Colorado Springs. And all that gets set off. And he just knew from his combat training and his combat experience, if I don't kill this guy, we're all dead. And he
right.
saved
right.
the whole place. He launched into action, grabbed the guy, held him down. You know, they arrested him first because he was covered with blood, but he was he saved many, many people. And that's also the Mars Out of Bounds. So, this was a military hero who was no longer in the military, off hanging at a gay bar watching a drag show with his wife. And, you know, not the usual Mars. And he leapt into action. And I think that was really beautiful. I think that's the good example of Mars in this pattern.
Out of bounds, yeah. With his family, you know, and he was like,
yeah.
And I have to say, you know, having hung out at many drag bars as a child, younger version of myself, it's really a lot of fun, and you have a great time, and it's one of the most friendly environments I can think
totally
of,
accepting.
You know,
whatever you
great.
Are is okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're badly dressed, in which case they will bring you back, redress you. But it is. It is, you know. Yeah. So I thought that was a different version. You know, what we see is Mars is not working normally. And that can be lethal, but it can also be a saving grace.
Because he really kind of is like, I'm Mars. I'm going backwards, and I'm in heels. He's like, what is it, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers did everything Fred did backwards in heels. But I love the image of the dragon when he's stomping on him. No.
That's beautiful. That's hilarious. Yes, exactly. You know, and that, but, you know, the way violence is coming out is really unexpected. And the way heroism is showing up is really unexpected and quite beautiful.
So it is quite beautiful.
Both sides of Mars.
Rather majestic. And Mars is, you know, when he's in Gemini, he's got a good sense of humor, too. You know, and it's in Sag. You know, he answers to Sag, so he's kind of like, you know, let's have some fun with this whole thing. You know, we can. Because we can. Life is fun. When life is short, life is fun. So what makes you happy? What makes your heart sing? I'm looking forward to the shift into Sag. And I'm also looking forward to the new moon because I've got a lot of people that are, you know, kind of hanging in and they've held in so far. So hopefully they do the next couple of days. And changes and shifts.
I have a dog like that.
Say again?
I have a dog that's sort of holding on. And, you know, keeps coming around again and again. He's 16, and we thought he died again last week, and he came back the very next day. But we're watching him circle, and I keep hoping that he's okay. That however he goes with grace. You know, I'm not. As long as he seems happy to wake up, I'm going to be happy with him. And that's in the Scorpio moon.
We're at the end of our
feeling
little
tonight.
Run, the Scorpio moon.
You know,
The
waning Scorpio moon, and the waning Scorpio moon is going to be opposing Uranus. It's going to be a lot of gentle changes between now and the end of the year. One of the things I'm wondering about is how many earthquakes there are around the globe right now. They're not huge, big ones. There's a lot of little shifts. Mexico's been a light. We've had several around Yellowstone. We had one, you know, short distance from us. Not big ones, but lots of little shifts. And then they had a 5.5 in Indonesia that was really tough this week. You know, and I'm wondering, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at the Saturn-Mars trine. I'm looking at Uranus in Taurus. But any thoughts on the... and Pluto in its, you know, last few years in Capricorn. Any particular thoughts on what might be stirring those earthquakes?
Well, I think it's
the overall conditions.
You know, I'm always looking at them when there's especially the stations of the Saturn Pluto is definitely Those two seem to be, and of course Uranus is in Taurus. You know, it's being very activated right now by the moon, and although Saturn didn't square it, it was a lot of changing energy there. Mark, what have you thought about the earthquake?
Well, the overall setup is there with Uranus and Taurus, and it just waits for little triggers.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like anything can trigger it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, and like the earthquakes, if there's lots of small earthquakes, then we can avoid the big one, we hope.
Yeah.
Or big ones. And with all of our lives right now, there might be a lot of subtle, small, practical, earthy changes. And not to resist those, because they may help us avoid big, huge ones.
Yeah.
Little change. One box at a time.
Okay.
In my house. Hey, get that box out. One box at a time. We're going slow but sure. It's good. Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, the British lady says we're finished. So Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And the Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana.
And Mark Waltz from the Hudson River.
And we hope you all have a great Thanksgiving.
So we all wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. And, enjoy the abundance of the season. And get out those Christmas tree lights.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.